Okay, it's recording. There is a new short intro.
How's it, internet? And welcome back to Two Guys in SharePoint.
The only SharePoint show in South Africa, where everything is not made up and there are no points.
I dig the analog style intro. That was fun.
So what the viewers, listeners, watchers don't know, every week I come along and I add an extra video, right? So this week it was, we don't have an official intro video. We literally don't have one. We still... Rod is trying to find the original audio from the original Two Guys in SharePoint. It's somewhere, right? And once we have that...
I've got a lot of old hard drives collecting dust that's somewhere.
I should try play it stick it into AI, right? And it will find the track. I'm going to try that. Play one of our previous shows into some sort of audio AI thing, and it'll track it down. And once we have that, we will then officially christen the intro video. I suppose I've got to read more notes right now. If you are new to the show, we talk about all things Microsoft 365 with a quiet, unrequited love?
SharePoint loves us. I think SharePoint loves us back.
So a quiet love for SharePoint, hence the name. We promise to make sure that you take away at least one thing. We want you to take away at least one thing, even if it's just Rod's go with the show, that we think is pretty cool in the show. So sit back, relax, and hopefully you'll spend the next 30 to 40 minutes with us, listening to us talk about technology. Mr. Modern, how have you been?
Yeah, good, man. Kicking ass, taking names. How about you?
Do you think that if we had to get one of those floating AI things, like an orb over your shoulder and a day in the life of Rod Modlin?
That would be boring as hell, man. I'd love to know what that
is. You know, like an odd cam. You need to put it in your cap and walk around and show us what you do with Power Automate, right, and Power Apps and stuff.
It would be a lot of me working on my nerd neck. And that's about it.
Nerd neck.
When you're crouched over a keyboard and you're doing this, and then your neck kind of goes like this. That's called nerd neck.
The verb would be nerd necking, right?
I guess so. I suppose so.
I would. Could one of our listeners please go to Urban Dictionary and search for nerd neck?
I do not endorse looking up anything on Urban Dictionary. It's going to be bad. Whatever it is, I didn't mean it like that.
I went through a rabbit hole today on Twitter, right? For about 20 minutes. They post a picture, right? Like one of those pictures where you need to figure out what it is, and then they give you the explanation of it in Urban Dictionary. It's so bad. Like so bad. Like, you know, it's on that Two Bears, One Cave show with Bert and it would be on their show. That's Bert how bad Crouch this show, is.
Yeah.
But nerd sounds necking. Like... Anyhow, we're not here for the necking. We're actually here to do a show about Microsoft 365. So let's go. There we go, Modlin. Are you going to introduce the segment? You have to do it with a low voice.
In the news.
All right. So for those that are new here, we like to go through new things every 2 weeks that we find popular or that we think is popular. And sometimes, I want to trick Rod up and introduce him. Yes.
My machine might have just crashed.
I can still see you perfectly fine.
Okay. I can't see you, and none of my browsers are working. So I'm worried I'm not recording this of this podcast. Okay. So I'm going to try bounce it and come back.
Okay. Bounce, 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 bounce. I will stay here. Pardon the interruption, viewers.
Yeah, sorry.
Ron's having had an equipment malfunction. He's still there. Okay. You can still see him on the screen.
I seem to be back. I've lost all my notes, but I seem to be back. So we'll just...
Was that
we'll
Chrome?
Just
were you in Chrome?
No, I don't use Chrome. Please. My God, no. I'm in Firefox at the moment, and otherwise I'd use Edge.
Okay, good man, Firefox. My people, right? Did Firefox lock up? Because I've had Chrome lock up before on me.
Yes, it's like it all went bananas. I closed the window with all my notes, and the other one came back. So I think we're good.
All
right. Peek behind the curtain, live radio.
This is actually not in the order that it is in the note. But anyhow, because we love SharePoint, we wanted, and luckily for us, this is the first week of the new month, so Microsoft drops, you know, the usual recap in the news, sort of roadmap pit stop. I don't know if, so SharePoint does a roadmap pit stop because of Cashman, and then Teams and everyone else will do a what's new in Teams, and then the date. So this is the first official, I wouldn't say January 2024, but this is the new news for 2024. And, you know, we always spend a little bit of time going through this. Now, did you go through this modeling?
I did have a read through it for sure. Okay. There's some cool stuff.
So you've done it. I haven't. I decided to surprise myself by, you know, acting surprised as people act surprised. Christmas morning. All right. So look at that. Tantalizing tech for everyone. Typical Cashman statement. So what did you like here? What do they have there? Oh,
well, there's a bunch of stuff for backup. I think we talked about backup last time.
We did.
And what it means. So if you need that, it's cool. Public preview. You can go check it out. Document translation is quite cool. If you're running a multinational tenant, right? If you've got a bunch of different people with a bunch of different languages, you can now automatically translate them. I can't speak to the quality of those translations. They're generally fine, but I wouldn't want to use it for legal documents.
I want to know if we can go to off records. I want to see this thing translate English to Afrikaans and Afrikaans to English, because you know what direct translations are like, right?
Considering what the team's stenographer does to South African accents and Afrikaans when it's transcribing Teams meetings, I don't know, bro.
So what's quite cool is...
It's handy.
According to the note in the page, you can try these services at no cost if you have a pay-as-you-go billing set up for Syntex and or SharePoint Premium, right? And I think there is a you can run a 30 or a 60-day trial on SharePoint Premium for, you know, intelligent document processing, document understanding, extraction, all the cool sort of robotic process automation and engineering things we've seen from other platforms like Automation Anywhere and Blue Prism and also UiPath. Okay. Some Viva Engage updates, right? New experiences for videos and images in Viva Engage, the artist formerly known as Teams Communities, formerly known as Yammer.
Yep.
So you are now capable or able, or they've added new experiences. You could always add video and things, but they've made it better. And they've also allowed you to do it in an existing feed instead of doing, because you know when Instagram did Reels and YouTube Shorts and TikToks, they did stories, right? So this was supposed to be enterprise social for the new kids, right? The gen, whatever the letter of the alphabet that people are currently using to describe the current generation. And what they've now done is they've taken it and put it back into main streams as well. So instead of a separate stream area called Stories, because that's what it was called, Engage Stories, you can now actually embed a video straight into a specific community that you're working in, and it will be embedded in your post. So that's pretty cool. And also the copy paste link in the browser.
I think it's great. Because,
look, and we are going to talk about Viva Engage Learning and Amplify, because that's the deep dive topic of the week, right? And we'll jump into some of these things and the purpose behind all of these things. Now, what's interesting for me, right, is you now have campaign management inside of Viva Engage, not to be confused with campaign management that you have in Viva Amplify, which we are going to be talking about a little bit later. It's always been there, but it's pretty cool so that you can actually manage campaigns from an admin perspective inside of Viva Engage. And we'll talk about campaigns when we do the deep dive. Answers in communities, it's pretty cool, right? I think Answers is sort of a hidden gem for when wanting to, you know, not get information.
Encourage collaboration.
Or, yeah, yeah.
It's a community collaboration tool, right? Like an FAQ is probably the most important community collaboration tool, like when you're dealing with any sort of technical subject. So it's very, very cool.
See if I can pull this.
If you can actually get your people into the ecosystem and actually using it, it's invaluable.
Okay, I'm going to go look for this inside of Viva Engage during the deep dive. Teamwork updates, SharePoint news for email. We spoke about it, I think, in Jan at the UG. You can now SharePoint news for email, for those who don't know what it is, you can actually use the news templates inside of an email, right? So you can actually mail an email based on the news, and they've got some cool custom support templates now. Well, it supports custom templates, so it's pretty cool.
It's like
a news digest, right? And there's a made for email template so that you can actually select that template so that it renders nicely inside of both the old Outlook, which we use as real humans, and the crazy people that use the new Outlook client, right?
Yep.
A new connector for Microsoft Search, ServiceNow, I don't care.
That's really handy. Before you blip over that, that's really handy if you are using ServiceNow for your ticket support. Having a centralized search function that can get all of your company information, right, that's stored in O365, as well as pull up related tickets, that's actually quite a big deal if you are using both platforms.
I wonder if there's a cost to the connector. Do they say if it's free?
I mean,
don't know if it's free.
It's probably. I mean, the answer to this is this a premium connector you have to pay for? The answer is invariably yes.
So there's a whole bunch of connectors.
As soon as you step out of O365, typically you're paying for it. Right?
Well, there's a whole bunch of connectors inside of Search, the new search experience, the new search admin experience, right? They launched that sometime last year, and there's a bunch of connectors in there. So I don't know if that is a free one or whatever that looks like. Or whatever that is, we'd have to actually go and research. And because we're not paid to do the show, research time is limited, right? If anyone out there wants to sponsor the show, please reach out to us, and then we'll do the adequate research. But right now, no. SharePoint add-in retirement?
Yeah, if you're using SharePoint add-ins rather than the framework, right, SPFX, it is going away. So it's going to be a couple of years before they stop working entirely, but you're no longer going to be able to implement them if you've got them from July 1st. Wow. And then in a couple of years, they're going to go away entirely. So if you are using them, start moving those out now, right? Start redeveloping.
That is pretty cool. You know, and you can actually use the M365 assessment tool to identify these things in your tenant. Otherwise, you're going to have to troll through various sites to figure out if you have them, and if you do have them, free tool allows you to find out that you do, flag it, speak to your app dev team, and get them to move you off that. And according to the dates here, April 2nd, 2026 is when it expires.
Yep.
Related technology, right? The Discover feed in channels. Have you used this module?
I have not. I don't think it's popped up in our tenant, at least not that I've noticed, not that they've turned it on. It seems interesting. It seems interesting. I don't know. So I have a whole bunch of questions about the social mediification of the workplace. I don't know that the impact of social media on communication has been a positive one. So I don't know how much of that you want to implement in your business. And I'm not sure how hell of a useful it's going to be. I think you want more structured communication through something like the Viva Stack, that sort of stuff. But I'm keen to see exactly what it does and how useful it'll be. It's certainly cool. Whether it'll be useful remains to be seen.
And here's some promos available to customers for SharePoint Premium because they're pushing that. An official date for Stream Classic.
Yeah, that is a thing, right? If you have a bunch of content in old Stream Classic, come April 15th, those are all going to be deleted. So if you have content there, you got to move it, right? And there is a migration guide. So you can, there are ways and means to move that stuff out. Do so, or that content is going to disappear. And if you don't have a third party backup solution, it's just gone, right? So be aware of that.
And there's a migration tool that will do that for you as well. So you can literally source destination, stick it in a library, use a page to render it, and so forth. So you don't get that richness in Stream for SharePoint, right? The way you used to have channels in Stream, that's gone. So I don't know what the replacement is going to be for that.
Yeah.
Do we care about Dynamics?
Well, that's all this stuff we'll talk about when it actually comes out, right? This is an announcement of a roadmap. Right, so there's stuff coming out between April and September.
It's an announcement
of future announcements. Yes, I know. We'll talk about it when the stuff actually happens. I don't think we need to talk about an announcement of an announcement. I will boil it down for you, Al. There's AI everywhere. Everything gets a co-pilot.
No,
right? Who would have thought?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I mean that there's a bunch in already, but they'd be making more. And as it becomes relevant and like we've got more details and the stuff's actually coming out, we'll talk about it because I think it's interesting. But for now it's an announcement of an announcement.
So you're whetting everyone's appetite and you're also confirming that one of these episodes is gonna be all about your favorite thing in the world.
Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, like, every episode we have is about my favorite thing in the world, which is all these cool toys we get to play with.
But you love Power Automate just a little bit more.
I mean, it's true. You're not supposed to have a favorite kid, but, you know.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. You can even have a favorite grandchild as well. I found out from my mother that my dad had a favorite grandchild. One of my kids and my mom had a favorite grandchild, and they were two different kids. All right, so this
tell them it's fine.
Well, as long as they don't watch this, they're not going to ask me, right?
Cool. Yeah, so I think that's it for the SharePoint news.
Is that SharePoint? There's some February. Oh, there's some more Copilot and
teasers.
More Copilot.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. More announcements of future announcements.
Yeah, teaser one, teaser two, Copilot dashboard for insights. We are going to talk a little bit about Aviva. We're not talking about insights. And then some other things. What's new in Teams, Modlin? Did you go through this list?
I gave it a scan. I did.
All right.
Yeah, we can. So, like, there's some cool stuff. There's some flashy stuff. So let's.
And it's also license dependent, right? Yeah.
Some of it is license dependent, yes.
Forward so chat you can, messages.
Like, can't believe it wasn't there already. Very handy. When you're in a chat, you don't have to copy paste.
Have you actually used it? Have you? So forwarding a chat to someone else, like you do on WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
Like
it works pretty much how you'd expect. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a non-big thing. This one, like mesh.
Yes, you can mesh. So if you're using some sort of 3D AR, VR sort of thing, you can mesh in teams, and you can deal with people who are working in 2D and people who are working in 3D, and it all works together. I would love to hear from somebody who actually does their work and their meetings in 3D.
Well, it's all those Second Life. What was it called, Second Life? What was it?
Second Life was a game. Like, I don't think that was... I don't think it was in VR. I think Second Life was just...
Well, you could go in and immerse yourself in an avatar, right? And then you could walk around, and people were selling castles for like 60,000 that they've built up. It was very similar to Minecraft.
Yeah.
Without the weird, crazy, I'm going to blow up your house.
I mean, we like, now you're going to get me off on a whole tangent about game design and different types of games and classifications. So let's not do that. You can do it. Like, kind of, who cares? Like, who's actually doing this? Like, really? Like, who's actually doing this? For real.
Everyone that's invested in a 3D MR, VR, AR headset before Apple Vision Pro, right?
Sure. I mean,
we had Teams Spaces, right?
Teams is coming to Apple VR Pro, whatever. Yes, we've got Teams Spaces. Like, I would love to see real numbers on how much that stuff is actually used, because I bet it is basically non-existent.
Well, right? We had SharePoint Spaces, right? We had SharePoint Spaces. That's where it first started, right? It's very sort of, I think there was a Michael Douglas movie called Disclosure, had the glove and he moved folders around. We had SharePoint Spaces.
Neuromancer and like whatever, right? Like, this has always been, it's always been in our consciousness. Like, We try to do VR in the 90s, right? You remember the Game Boy VR? I don't know that it's a hell of a lot better now. Sure, it looks a bit better, but I don't know that you can do a full day's work in a VR headset.
Battery life, right? Battery life is 2 to 4 hours, right? Marques Brownlee did a review of the Apple, right?
Yeah, I think it would give you a splitting headache.
I had a choice between buying the Oculus Quest Go, the entry-level one, for $150 or a pair of cowboy boots in Branson. I bought the cowboy
boots. You took the cowboy boots.
I did.
Yeah. Because
I would have probably used it.
No, you're going to get way more use out of the cowboy boots, man. Like, they are far more practical.
I've worn it maybe 7 times, right? It's in my cupboard. I don't have an occasion to wear it because it's the most American thing I own. It's a square nose cowboy boot, so European style cowboy boot, right? Full leather. And the boot part is the American flag, right? That's what it is. And I don't wear it. I don't have clothes that go over it. So my jeans is going to go in it. So everyone's going to see my boots, right?
Sure. Okay. It's not the boot cost. We can move on from random VRness. The intelligent recap's quite cool. If you've got Copilot for M365, part of that will give you intelligent recap in Teams.
I would like to talk about that.
Sure.
So what they did was they built... Now, remember, with Teams Premium, you got intelligent recap as a product. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then Microsoft launched Copilot for Teams Meeting. That did the same thing, but you had to have a Teams Premium license for the intelligent recap inside of the Copilot license for Teams Meetings, which is different to the Copilot license for Teams.
Yep.
And according to this,
it's also available. You do need to have a Copilot for M365 license.
Well, you still need that, yes, right?
Yes.
It's not part of your license. It's not a Teams Premium weird combombolated.
I'm sure you can still license it the other way as well, knowing Microsoft.
I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know either. It's very cool. Like if you are in a lot of meetings that need recapping and whatever, this can save you a lot of time. Like what I've seen it do is really cool.
The Copilot for Teams meetings, especially the only reason you're going to use it is for the intelligent recap, right? Yeah. And then also it'll summarize things and transcripting and all of that. It'll summarize all of that. So it's so super powerful.
Set the tasks and whatever. It's really cool. It is really cool.
If I had to choose one Copilot that would give me value because I spend most of my day in Teams meetings, it would be this one.
I think it might be like for an average user, right? Not a hardcore dev guy who's writing a lot of code. I think it might be the most effective use of AI, like currently.
Well, GitHub Copilot and all the other AIs,
but if you're not writing code, right? Hmm. Yeah, and interesting some more flashy stuff. You can decorate.
Well,
your background.
No, not really. Hey, Jeremy right. Chapman actually did a video on his channel on what this actually means, because there's a whole bunch of new features. They've made it more simpler to work with, not just to decorate your background. But some of these things, actually, you have to buy a Teams premium license, right?
Yep.
To get this sort of functionality. So if those people that hate their backgrounds, they can do more things with fake backgrounds, right? There's better blur now. Head over to Jeremy Chapman's YouTube channel and he'll take you through a deep dive. But I do think people are going to get excited about this for the first 20 minutes of every call for the next month, and then we're going to go back to normal like we did with everything else, right? With avatars and reactions and things like that.
It's cool. It's pretty. It's ultimately kind of whatever. If you're using collaborative notes, you can now have people specific links rather than company specific links. So
I don't even know what any of that is, Martin.
So when you share stuff, right, like you can share it to the company, now you can share it to specific people, like, and you get a link for just those people rather than for the company as a whole. So if your governance and such is set up that you can only use people specific links, which is a thing you can do, you couldn't use collaborative notes before. Now you can, if you're using that, great.
I think I dozed off there. Hey?
it's not super mass appeal. I think the rest of this is also kind of whatever. Well, so
the 3x3 meeting experience that we've seen in the T2 client is now moving to Chrome and Edge. I'm quite excited about that. The other thing was the simplified audio and video controls, right? Where it's straight from there. You don't have to go, you know, the ellipsis button and then figure out where it is. It does make it easier to navigate.
Yeah, it's a quality of life improvement for sure.
Wait, this is not an assisted living audience, dude.
That's not what you must go.
Not frail care.
Not on Urban Dictionary. Go to a real like dictionary and look up what quality of life is. It's something that improves the quality of your life. Like not having to go through menus improves my life.
I've spent the last 2-3 months looking at quality of life for my mother, who's 87. There's nothing wrong with her, but you know, putting her into an assisted home, you know, and they talk about quality of life. There's some other weird words that they use for, you know, people reaching, you know, that sort of age. And it's just the most bizarre thing I've ever experienced. However, I'm now planning my quality of life when I get to that age, right? So that, you know, my kids don't have to worry about what I'm going through. And I think as parents, we all need to start doing that now. So here's a public service announcement for all the viewers of the show or listeners on your podcast app of choice. If you have kids, start planning not only your retirement, but when you need to go into a quality of life home, let's call it that, that assisted you can living. Actually do it in the assisted living and there's the process, right? Please go do that.
Absolutely. I agree with you. The term also has other meanings. If you're using virtual appointments, there's some new stuff there for you.
Do you know anyone that's using virtual appointments that doesn't own a hair salon? Or like a masseuse that's crazy about Microsoft Teams? No, I don't know.
I have not worked with anybody who uses any of those SME-focused stuff. I think they're great if you have a business like that, but that's not really that's not really who we work with, right? They're not bringing in big consultants to do it. So
if you are opening up a practice of sorts where, I'd like a slot with my psychologist at this time, boom, virtual appointments work, right? Or I want to see a masseuse, or I want to see a physio, and you don't have a platform, by all means, and you've got some small business addition, you've got a secretary and you doing the stuff, by all means, it's super simple. It is right. The platform of choice. And I saw a screenshot around someone talking about, you know, people complaining about Microsoft 365 and the license costs. But if you actually had to compare the functionality that you get out of M365, small business essentials thing, there's a license that costs $6 per user per month versus getting the same functionality out of another platform. A, it doesn't exist. B, you'd have to add Zoom and Slack and a few other things and Notion and all of that. It ends up being $40 per user per month instead of something that's $6 and you can get that functionality. So the next time anyone tells you that Microsoft 365 is too expensive, walk away and don't do business with it.
If you're using all the functionality, it's completely worth it. And then we're on to like devices and things. So you can talk about it if you want.
This is a Tom Arbuthnot. He needs to come on and talk to us about this. We don't care, there's no phone stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
There's Calm in Microsoft Teams. If you don't already have the subscription, you can plug it into Teams and you can all do yoga and meditate together as a collective. Cool. Some IT admin stuff, no, don't care. Users reports, don't care. Watermark, don't care. Watermark support. But that was, you could do that. You could do that in Teams Premium, right? You could do that. Yeah, you could with the sensitivity stuff. So you could use information protection policies inside of a Teams meeting with Teams Premium, and then you got the watermark. Now they're giving it away for free. Frontline workers, walkie-talkie, still walkie-talkie. This is Kaizala 2.0.
I love that product. Such a good idea.
You know, I actually did a session on Kaizala at the MVP Summit one year with Tracy. And the crazy part, right, is that you shit bricks because you're presenting to people that know more about the technology. And I asked the room, I said, anyone know what Kaizala is? And nobody in the room knew what it was. And I'm going, well, everything coming out of my mouth is fat.
It was the best session ever because it was a hidden secret. Like Microsoft, like barely talked about it. Like it was so good. I actually did an implementation, quite a large one. Like it worked really well. But
it was the third world sort of 3G. What was that? It wasn't GDPR. It was GPRS, right? Signal type things. That's what Kaizala was designed for. It was actually built for India. And then they just sucked it into Teams. Modern, I think that's a wrap for the news. Nothing exciting. Nothing grabbed me. This is just, it's January's news. They're not going to release anything in January because no one's around.
There's some cool stuff. There's some important stuff to keep a note of, right? Some stuff going end of life. Right, your Stream Classic, your SharePoint plugins, add-ins rather, like be aware of that. Otherwise, there's some cool stuff in there. There is one more piece of news on the docket, Al. Everybody's got a brand new toy. Everybody's got a brand new toy that's turning them into robots. So Teams is coming to the Vision Pro in February. So it should be available.
It's available every second. You can download Teams and a whole bunch of other products, right?
So I have seen pictures on Reddit of people out in the wild being zombies with this particular piece of hardware. Maybe I'm just an old man, but man, it makes me tired, bro. Like
people driving a Tesla. People driving a Tesla in autonomous mode wearing a headset. Casey Neistat walked through New York wearing it, right? Because, you know, the technology in it is spectacular. And a good friend of mine, John Moore, actually has one, right? We've got this group on Twitter where we talk about tech, and he literally has one. And he showed us a demo. He dropped a 1.5 minute clip of, you know, showing a demo of how he moves things around with this double finger thing that if you can do that. multiple screens. Cool. You can fade the background in and out. Great. So you can have that sort of spatial thing, right? Sort of MR, right? Where cool. I can see everything that I'm seeing here, and then I can have multiple screens everywhere.
Sure. Great.
Now, the problem with this, right? The problem with this. See those people, right? On the screen that you're looking at right now. So this will be the view into Teams, right? That you'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all
when they project.
Yeah.
When they project you into that, have you seen what that looks like?
Oh my God, it must be horrifying. It must be really bad. Like it's
find it.
I mean, I suppose you set it up to do your team's avatar rather than actually you. But like that is a problem. The big problem I have is why? Why would we use this? What is this adding to our experience, right? This podcast, right? This is essentially a productivity podcast. Yeah. We are information workers. We work with information workers. Everything we do is around productivity and making people's lives easier. Yeah. Oh my God, that's horrifying.
That's what you're going to see, right? Look at that. There's Marquez, right? That's what people are going to see.
Okay, that doesn't look so bad, but he's a very pretty human, so it doesn't count.
It looks like it's from the 20s.
Of course it is. It's bloody VR, man. Like, we've tried to do this, I think us as a human race have tried to do this 3 times now. I remember the 90s when we tried to, like, get VR, like, to be a thing. The problem is there is no reason for this. It is not adding anything to our experience. It is not adding anything to our productivity. It's not, like, it's really expensive and just why? Don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe I'm an old man and, like, I just don't get it. Maybe that's so I think it's a super cool toy.
So calculations done, right? It is a really cool toy. Toy being the operative statement, right? So if Apple sold, according to Andy Honeycutt, if they move 500,000 of these things, they would have made 2.3 billion.
Cool. And they'll do it because people will buy anything with an Apple logo on it. Even the stupid mouse that you can't charge and use at the same time because the port's on the bottom. You know?
Like with all Apple products, right? You buy it and then you have to buy the accessories, right? That you know
there's always the $300 screen stand. Totally. Yeah.
So the pouch, the little soft silicone pouch that you can put this head thing into, right? Is $200.
$200.
$200. It's a pouch, right? Like you know, you buy sunglasses and it goes into that little drawstring thing.
Yeah.
The same thing. Yeah. And it's $200, dude. So you want to travel with it? Give us another $200, right?
Oh, that makes me tired. Yeah. Okay. I guarantee
like, people are going to buy them, right?
Yeah. People will buy anything. Just I'm still waiting for a reason for it to be good. Besides, hey, it's a cool toy. Like what, the nice the good thing that I just want to add one more point to this. I know like we've gone on here, like we've done a bit of a deep dive on the subject, but like the one good thing here is it shows Microsoft's commitment to multi-platform, right? Doesn't matter what the platform is, your O365, all of your Microsoft stack is going to be available on that platform, regardless of what it is and how stupid it might be. And that's a good thing. Right, that's a good direction for them to be pursuing.
Are we actually going to do a deep dive, or do we need to change the title of this week's episode, right?
I think we might need to change the title because, like, we're at 40 minutes already, and, like, our deep dive is going to be, like, 2 minutes, so it's not very deep. We had quite a lot of news, and I went off about about VR and stupid toys.
Well, luckily for us, I can add text that says no deep dive. We're just talking about the new stuff, which we're quite excited about. And I'll change the title so that it doesn't say Viva Engage Learning and Amplify Our Thoughts. We'll keep that for episode 75. And then move episode 75's topic to episode 76, right?
Sounds like a good plan. We can just title this one Old Man Yells at Apple Cloud or something.
Well, we'll talk about the new stuff and I'll put it in the title. And then we'll also talk about our opinion about Apple Vision Pro. And I guarantee you we'll get 400,000 people watching it. Apple Vision Pro, right?
The new Teams
interface.
If you're out there, ready. The listeners, podcast listeners, viewers on YouTube, whatever it is, if you actually have one of these and you have a real use case for it, please, please jump in the comments. You can get us online on X, on LinkedIn, whatever the hell it is. Please let me know. I would love to have a conversation with you about why this is a real thing.
So we'll invite John Moore to a stream.
Yeah.
And he needs to join from Apple Vision Pro. Right?
That doesn't have a
screen. Because I want to see his face. I don't know, dude. You can go through a browser, right? It should work. It's just a camera. I want to see that, right? He needs to deep dive on Fortnite's episode is Apple Vision Pro. That's the deep dive. So we've got another deep dive, right? This week's deep dive is moved. We
will do
Apple Vision Pro real-world examples from John Moore. And I just need to tell him that he's going to do it. It's our first guest for 2024 as well, right?
We'll ask nicely.
I'm going to tell him, no. I'll tell him, hey, John, we need you. You on two guys and SharePoint.
I hope the old school listeners appreciate how much editing I used to do to the audio podcasts. Now that you can get a view of what we're really like.
Okay, all right. The last thing, noteworthy things, right? I don't have an intro before we go with the flow. One noteworthy thing from my side before we wrap up in the news, because, you know, we had 42 minutes already, Modlin. There's a new document collaboration partner program for ISVs out there that are wanting to use or integrate into the back end of Microsoft 365 from a document collaboration perspective. So, you know, there's a web app option. There's a live app option. So utilizing the necessary tools, or not the necessary tools that are available, similar to the way SharePoint Embedded works. They are now opening up that ecosystem so that you can use components like, the web app option, so Word, PowerPoint, Excel, which is pretty cool, right? And also the live app option, so stuff like PowerPoint Live and Excel Live, you can now integrate that into your application. Definitely reach out to Microsoft. We'll leave the links to everything that we've talked about today in the description down below so that you can also go there and have a look at what all of these things look like. I think this is a cool thing for ISVs that are building composite applications, not necessarily inside of Teams, but adjacent, Teams adjacent or M365 adjacent. You can now do some cool stuff with the functionality that you get out of things like PowerPoint Live, big one, right? And then all the web app things, embedding a Word online into your application.
That's cool.
That All right. Very cool. So normally we'd go into a deep dive, but we've run so much over time that there is no deep dive in this episode of Two Guys in SharePoint. And now we are going to...
I don't know why he looks so scared. This is the fun stuff. So my go with the flow today is maybe a little bit of a PSA. It seems that Power Apps in a few tenants I'm working with is having serious issues with their attachment controls in forms. So if you want to attach a file to a list, it attaches fine and that's all good, but in view mode, you get a blob error when trying to open those documents. So what you should do is not be adding your documents as attachments to list items. That's just generally a good thing anyway, even if the attachment control is not working. There is in the Power Apps V2, the V2 of the Power Apps trigger for Power Automate. Overly attached Power App, nice. There is a type for file, right? Use that. Take the file, upload it to a document library, put metadata on it, then it's actually useful instead of being stuck on a list attachment. So you should be doing that. The object that you need to send to the flow is quite specific. It's a JSON object you have to use. It's got two parts. The first bit is content bytes, all lowercase, except the B in bytes has to be a capital. And the other one is name, all lowercase. And you can find that online in many different places. Do that rather, please.
Don't I am name
to a list.
That's all I hear. I am name. You know, an episode of Friends where Joey's wearing the little tag that says, you know, I am. And then he writes name or he doesn't.
Okay, Boomer.
That's how much I relate to what you just said, Madeline.
Yeah. So that's my go with the flow. PSA, don't attach items to lists, because then that document is lost forever and you can't find it anymore.
Oh, wow. We rambled on incoherently, mostly coherently, right? About mostly coherently. Jan's been a dry month. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had a lot of fun. There was some cool stuff to talk about and we went off on some tangents as we generally do. Ooh, squirrel.
There was no cool stuff. That's cool. Why we just rambled on incoherently for this episode. So I would like to apologize to all listeners, to the listeners and the viewers of Two Guys in SharePoint, that there was nothing that screamed out at you. You know, value. That didn't happen. Normally we provide that value, but like the intro says, there's one thing that you should take away, and overly attached Power App is the one thing that you should take away from this episode.
That's a good thing. And get your stuff out of Stream Classic. Get off of SharePoint add-ins.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Is that a wrap, Mr. Modlin?
That is a wrap. I don't have my notes here, so I'm going to see if I can remember this from memory. Thank you all very much for joining us. If you want to find us online, you can do so. The podcast is... has a website, Two Guys and SharePoint.co.za. It's with a number 2. It's on Twitter at Two Guys SharePoint. I'm on Twitter at Odd Modlin, and Al is
at Alistair Pugin.
And that's the size of it. Thank you all very much for joining us. Leave us a comment, what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. Give us some cuck, and we'll chat to you next time.
Ciao, ciao. Okay.
That's the